Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, Mother Teresa of Calcutta was summoned to the court on the charges to converting children to the Catholic faith. When she stood in the dock, the judge asked her if the charges were true. She asked for a baby to be given to her. She held the baby in her arms and said, "This child I picked up from the dustbin. I don't know to what religion this child belongs or what language it speaks or what race she belongs to. I give this child my love, my time, my care, my food. But the best thing I have in my life is the faith in Jesus Christ. Can't I give this child the best I have in my life?" After hearing this incident, the judge dismissed the case in favor of Saint Mother Teresa. Yes, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, sharing of our Christian faith with the others is not a choice for us, but an obligation. Jesus, in his final command before ascending to heaven, said to the disciples, Matthew 28, verse 19, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." Today's parable of the talents does not teach so much about the multiplication of talents, but talks about the sharing of our faith. Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 26, St. Paul said, "Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it." And all the more again in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28 to 29, St. Paul said, "God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues." It sounds like an English poem. "If I were a cobbler, it would be my pride, the best of all cobblers to be. If I were a tinker, no tinker beside should mend an old kettle like me." And also Prophet Jeremiah speaks, chapter 20, verse 9, "If I say I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, then within me there is something like a burning fire shuts up in my bone. I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot do that. I have to speak of my Lord. And I spoke about my Lord, and God has blessed me abundantly." So, brothers and sisters, if we let our faith die within us, we shall be condemned like the third servant who went and buried his one talent. We shall face the condemnation of the master who would say, "Good for nothing servant, you should be thrown into the dark, where there will be weeping and grinding of teeth." And other way, if we share our faith and develop our talents, then our God would say, "Well done, you good and faithful servant. You are blessed by my Father." What a great it is doing God's ministry. But brothers and sisters, in today's parable, we learn four lessons which Jesus is teaching us. The first thing is, God gives each person different gifts for his or her intended use, and God expects us to increase them, not to diminish them. Secondly, the better our work, the greater our responsibility. Thirdly, the lazy and the unproductive will be punished. Fourthly, God blesses generous sharer and punishes selfish hoarders. So what challenges us by this parable? It challenges us to take risk for Christ, because God, who risked everything in the incarnation of his only begotten Son as Jesus, for the sake of our salvation, Jesus encourages his followers not to be afraid to take risks. Therefore, we can take risks in the following way. We need to trust in God enough to make use of the gifts we have been given. We need to make use of our talents at the service of God. And we need to trade with our talent of Christian faith. When we do these things, we would be like a woman in the Old Testament reading we have heard in the first, the woman who used her wisdom in order to please God maximum by doing good things. Let us use our talents and gifts, what God has given us, so that the good Lord can bless us, make us wonderful children of God. Before we go, I want to give a small humor. Once a woman, after a vain search for parking space, parked her car in a forbidden area. Hurriedly, she scrawled a note and tucked it under the windshield wiper. I have circled this block for 20 minutes and could not find a space. I have got an extremely important appointment, and if I do not do this, I will lose my job. I am sorry. Forgive my trespass. When she returned, she noted thankfully that there was no objection, there was no ticket to her parking, and quickly draw away. At the corner, however, the traffic officer signaled her to stop. Took off his cap, he extracted the slip and read, "I have encircled this block whole day, and if I don't do this, I will lose my job. I am sorry too. Lead us not into temptation." Saying this, pinned neatly to this was a ticket handed over to her. Yes, brothers and sisters, we may be hurried, we may be preoccupied in this world, but use our prudence, use our wisdom, then God will show us right ways. Then we can do right things in right time in our lives. Amen.